Hey, did you know that TGSTS is on YouTube and Instagram? We'd love to hear your episode suggestions or just chat with you about life. So find us at hashtag TGSTS and follow, like, subscribe, comment, and share. Thank you. Cheers.
How does that differ from like Real Housewives or something? Like, I feel like they just go to bar and coffee.
I don't befriend people I want to have multiple conflicts with, so I don't have that.
Would you if you got paid to?
Hell yeah!
That's what I'm saying.
For the dollar, for the paper.
Hey,
hi, boo.
How you doing?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm fabu.
Yay!
I'm talking to you, so I'm good.
Man, we're like a week out, but that Love is Blind reunion.
Okay, what did you think? I mean, first of all, let's just say I love our friends, our friend group, our little thing that we have, because we did something special that we tried to do last year, couldn't, because they played with us. But we were able to watch it together, me, you, and Anna-san on FaceTime. We had our Love is Blind gold goblets and our Love is Wine and our snacks. That was so much fun.
It was. I love it. I love a custom too, like annual custom.
Yeah, traditions.
Traditions. Yeah, that's
I love
cute.
That. Yeah, and it was just, it was love. It felt like I felt loved. I hope you guys felt that too, but I felt like, oh, okay, I'm with my, because it's hard when you're so far away.
Yes.
You know? But we made it happen this year. I'm proud of us.
I am
that
too.
reunion. That reunion.
I honestly wasn't even hardly paying attention to it.
So. too much vino.
But what I was, but too much talking to y'all, but too
much.
What, it wasn't anything impressive. They didn't really answer if Chelsea and Jimmy were still together.
Right? We wasted so much time. Wasted so much time on Side Salad, they call her on Facebook.
Yeah,
Sarah Ann. Who cares?
That was the only controversy left. So they had to talk about that, and then they kicked out Trevor.
He asked to leave, though. It was like, "Can I go now?" Like, yeah. So they're like, "Okay, you can go."
And then they're like, "You can go now."
Yeah, it was rude the way they dismissed him, but I think he didn't want. I mean, he looked like he was struggling. Like, they hope they have like a therapist or somebody there to support. Yeah, because he was. It was a bad. Even when he stepped out, it was bad.
Don't try to scam people next time. Shoot. You don't want.
That's true.
Don't start no stuff. Won't be no stuff.
Right. I mean, this is grown folks. You're not a kid anymore. This is real life. So if you're out here, you're going to get called out and make sure you trust the people that are around you, because obviously the girl he was talking to put all his texts and everything, you know, you can't trust her. And he admitted, he was like, I'm toxic. We toxic. It's just toxic. So.
Some people like that toxic, and that's why so many of us tune into Love is Blind to see like the dynamic between the people. I did like to see the pregnant people. There were a couple pregnant people.
That was beautiful.
And Bliss wasn't there. She's pregnant too, so they got their.
And who else? Gianina is pregnant, and Alexa's pregnant.
Yeah,
Alexa and Brennan. Yeah, that's beautiful. I mean, that makes you. I mean, hopefully, it's real. If you're starting a family, you know what I mean? Like it's not just for TV. If you're starting a life and a family. So that kind of gives you hope that maybe this is real. You know, I don't believe it still, but whatever. I think the majority of the people out there playing around.
I mean, but it's like the most boring, basic people who probably don't really express themselves. They probably hold their stuff in anyway. So it's like, they're going through the motions. Cause that guy who seems scary is still with that girl. I forgot her name.
Colleen and Matt.
Yeah,
the ballerina. She looked like she was calling for help. Her face was like,
right? He probably got her in check. Oof.
Yeah, people need to check on her. Her people need to go check on her, because that still, I can't believe it.
But good for them for having babies. But yeah, I didn't really think much of the who is it? AD and who?
Clay.
That was dry.
He's a mess.
Yeah.
He need to figure himself. And you know what? Good for him. Figure yourself out. At least you didn't get locked up in a marriage and then you still messed up. Like, you know, it's It's a
Yeah, but why
blessing,
go to
AD.
the, yeah, it
Yeah,
is
I
a
mean,
blessing.
why? Why? Because why do people do it now? And this is why I kind of feel like I don't want to watch anymore. I'm a watch still. But I feel like I don't want to watch because it's all BS. Like it's so
Yeah.
fake. Clout chasing, like trying to, because look at how season six, I feel like season six is very different from the previous ones because everybody on season six is now like they're doing all the shows. Their Instagrams are popping off. They're doing reels trying to like play games like, oh, why are we still together here? Oh, we're
Yeah.
kissing here. It's just all for show. Like it's like Jimmy and Chelsea, what, like she became the friend. She became the friend that she
Yeah, I saw
hated.
that. I saw a meme that said that. Now she's
Now
the
you the
friend.
best friend.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah,
So I don't know.
it's
I don't
frustrating
know.
because I see it as a good opportunity for people to blow up, to get recognition. I see AD doing some paid things. It looks like she's doing some kind of promotions or something.
Amy too. Boring Amy got some stuff going on too.
Dang, I
So
don't remember Amy.
she's a Amy and Johnny, the one everybody fast forwarded through. I thought that was hilarious. I saw a reel. I sent it to you about this dude who was watching the weddings, and then Amy and Johnny came up and he fast forwarded through.
I
And
was like,
that's
relatable.
sad. I think that's a sign of where stuff is going. We don't care for happy. We don't care for genuine. We want the give me the toxic, the drama. Give me the crazy, give me Uche
Or just
and
young.
Lydia. Give me where's
Yeah, they
Jess
were.
at?
They were boring. They were happy. They were fine. And
But I
I'm sure
love them.
they don't even know how to have a conflict yet. So they're young. So they won't get
Yeah.
juicy until, maybe 5 years out. So we'll see the juicy then.
I saw this Medium article. Maybe I'll link it in the description. I'll link it in the description. I sent it to you. I don't know if you read it, but I read just a little bit. I glazed
Paywall.
over it. Oh, really? Okay. But what it said was reality TV's dead because social media is a new reality TV. So when the first The Real World came out, I know you were watching it. I was watching it back then too. Road Rules, even Flavor of Love, Tila Tequila. What was it? What was tequila, Tila Tequila's thing? Shot of Love, Shot at Love, something. All those shows were so much more enjoyable when there wasn't Instagram and Facebook because that was the show. But now social media is the reality. We all could be on reality TV. Come
Yeah,
watch my life.
exactly.
Yeah. So it's almost like it's for what? The real stuff happens on social media. So you have this Love is Blind, but all the drama was popping off on Instagram or TikTok or whatever. So it's kind of like, I don't know, you watch the show as a precursor to your 3 hours a night before bed on Instagram or whatever,
Yeah.
scrolling. I don't know.
I like it because I feel like it's interactive because you have the reality TV and you have the reality of the social media. You have
Yeah.
Facebook groups talking about it. We don't know what these people are doing, and half of it is fake anyway on social media and on reality TV. So you never know what's going on. And then you find out and you're like, oh my God, I never knew. And it's just like, that's reality. I think that's what keeps people engaged. It's like the unpredictability of it all.
I mean, they called Sarah Ann out on that. I think Nick was saying something about a post that she did where she was talking about like giving the people what they want and stuff. And I mean, Cameron, everybody was asking why Cameron and Lauren weren't there, right? Because they're the couple. I feel like, right? They started it off. It was like unconventional. They never date, or she never dated out of her race before. It was a whole thing. Like it was just the whole
We
episode
did
or the whole
it.
season was beautiful to me. Season one was like, oh, it's this new show. They talking about I love you, and it was like I feel like I fell in love with them. You
Like
know what I mean?
Brazil. That's how I felt with
Oh,
Brazil. I didn't finish, but so don't ruin it. But I
I
just
won't.
seeing them when they met each other for the first time, the way they shiver, like there's a passion in them that I had you
Yeah,
don't
like
see on
there
the
you
United
are.
States.
There you are. Yeah. Brazil's beautiful. I think they have three seasons of Brazil though. So I don't know what season you're watching, but I think there's three.
Started with the
And
latest.
oh, okay. I love Brazil. I haven't watched Japan. I don't know why I haven't just gotten into I need to.
I know, I feel like
But
it's gonna be dry. I don't have any data to say why, but I'm just
me
like, I need to
neither. But I
know
feel
more.
like the culture isn't as passionate. Maybe that's why I'm not looking forward to it. I watched Sweden and that was good too. But Brazil by far is probably my favorite over America even. Like it's just like, oh,
Just
like
even
the
looking at it, I'm like, whoa, I need to go to Brazil. Damn.
yeah,
Nobody does
right?
like that.
And their ideas of beauty are different. And I feel like they embrace the passion that they're feeling through the wall. Because there's people, who was it? Somebody saw somebody and was like, well, I wasn't feeling it. Was it on Love
You
is Blind last season. Southern. They were Southern. The girl was blonde. She was real cute. The guy was like weird on camera, and they didn't even make it out the honeymoon. Do you remember what I'm
Oh,
talking about?
no.
And they were like one of the only couples. And it wasn't, I don't know. And I guess he said she wore too much makeup.
Yes,
Remember what I'm talking
I
about?
vaguely remember that. I'm
Yeah.
mixing them up from with a couple from Married at First Sight. Yes.
Yeah. And he was like, you wore too much makeup, which, like, so you see her
Yeah.
now without makeup. So what? But
Called
so,
Let Me Find an Excuse. That's what that's
yes,
called.
that's what it is. Cause I'm physically not attracted. I liked you through the wall, but I'm physically not attracted. And I think with Brazil, they were like, I love your soul. I feel your
Yeah.
soul. Like it was
This
a
lady didn't even
connection.
have an arm and they were
Arm. She
like,
didn't have a hand. Yeah. And he was like, I love everything. I don't
yeah.
care. They got matching
The way
tattoos. I mean, it was a whole
he
thing.
looked at her and said, "You are perfect,
Yep.
girl. Girl."
Yes. Because
They
they
don't
knew each
have that
other's
here.
souls. But then you got Shake over here on whatever season talking about, can I lift you up at a concert on my shoulders? Like,
Yeah,
what?
that bullish, yeah.
Yeah. Ugh. So I think there's a it's a cultural thing. It's part of the experiment too, I believe, is like it's just a cultural to see how it plays out in other cultures is very interesting to me. Yeah. Brazil's where it's at.
I agree.
And the
The
diversity in Brazil. It's all kind of everything. And I'm just like, ooh,
They have the
love
most
it.
black people outside of Africa.
Beautiful. I love Brazil. I've never been. We should go. Let's go.
Hell no, I don't have any desire to go. But I heard if you
It's
don't go
bad
to
there, I think.
areas that you can find like cities and stuff with just only black people. So I am curious about that, but I would need to be rich before I went to Brazil for how I want to do it.
Oh, shoot. How you want to do it? Do it
Yeah.
big. Be a
Do it big.
passport, sis. Passport,
Of course,
sis.
have my bodyguards, everything, my drivers.
Dang. Okay. I'm just trying to be on the beach, that Brazilian beach lifestyle. That.
Yeah. I wonder if people would think you're Brazilian if you went to Brazil.
I mean, there's a lot of different. I'm so ambiguous, I feel like. Like, whatever she is. I don't know. But this reality TV
Are you watching
situation.
any other reality TV besides Love is Blind?
No.
No, I watch
I
them
stopped
all.
watching TV. I'm not really watching. I'm reading. You know how I'm reading these nasty
Oh
books?
yeah. Not nasty books.
I
We'll
stay
just
in them
put
smutty,
on that.
smutty books. Yeah, and I'm watching documentaries. I'm boring like that. The Cleopatra one on Netflix, my husband and I are trying to watch, trying to broaden our horizons, you know.
Yeah. I
What
know
are
I
you
need to stop watching
watching?
the murder
Oh, I
documentaries.
can't do that. I have nightmares.
What am I watching? I watch Married at First Sight. I watch Vanderpump Rules. I watch Real Housewives
Ooh.
of Atlanta. I watch Married to the Medicine.
Ooh, Married to the. These shows are still going?
90 Day Fiance. 90 Day Fiance, The Single Life. Day the Other Way.
Do you sleep? When do you sleep?
They
I already
only
know the
come on
answer
once a
to
week.
that. Oh, I need to. I feel like I don't know. That brings me joy. I need to pick up some more. I feel like I'm so out of it. 90 Day Fiance was my jam, and then I just stopped watching. I think I missed a couple, and then I was like, what? There's too many
Honestly,
spin-offs too.
yeah, I love 90 Day Fiance just because it's cool to see how people interact and like
Yes.
people leverage what they have with each other and their insecurities and codependency. It's just interesting to see. And I feel like I just watch this stuff because I'm not doing anything in real life. So might as well see how people
Live
are interacting.
vicariously.
Yeah,
Yeah.
how they
How
interacting
do they
with each
even
other.
do that? I mean, it's just online dating and you
What
just
do you
end up meeting people. How are they? Are people sliding into DMs? Like the 90 Day Fiance, how are these people
But
meeting?
all kinds of ways. So you have DMs, you have online in a something not dating related, like a language class. You have, I went on vacation and hooked up with this person, and then we fell in love. And I went to study in another
Stella.
country and hooked up with this person, and we fell in love. And those couples are still together. I think the one who went to Japan and met the African guy, she,
I don't even know that.
yeah, that's 90 Day. They're having like their fourth baby, I want to say, and they're happily married.
Okay.
They say they are.
Well, I mean, you having four babies. Something
Yeah. Oh,
working. Something's
hopefully,
working.
yeah.
Yeah, something's
No,
working.
you got to watch the Kendra G show. They be having four babies like nothing.
I've only watched a handful of kids. I mean, that's reality too. Reality
Yeah, that's
TV,
a
social
reality.
media.
Yeah, social media. Exactly. That's a perfect example.
Yeah. It's entertaining. I've watched it once or twice since you told me about it, and I was like, this is wild.
This is
Wild.
that's funny. I
Oh
don't
my
know. It makes me
gosh.
think like sometimes I feel guilty watching that stuff. I'm like, I shouldn't be entertained by this. Like,
Yeah.
Obviously, this person's not doing well in life or doesn't have self-awareness.
I
Like
get that.
it's actually not funny when you think about
Yeah,
it, you
yeah.
know?
I see that. But I also feel like we're adults. Like, if you're gonna put yourself on that show or you're gonna go on a reality, even if you're Trevor, you know what I mean? You're gonna go do stuff. You're an adult. Nobody told you to be there. You don't have to be there. But I also think people, I mean, as much as I've laughed at it and looked, especially the Facebook groups on, you know, Love is Blind and stuff like that, like people are mean. Like it's some of it is like completely unnecessary. Like some of it is a joke, like, no, you don't look like Megan Fox, like real funny, whatever. But then they go in and they start talking about her weight and her this and her that and her face and her, you know, and it's like, do we need to do all that? I mean,
But that's what I
I don't
say
know.
celebrities are. So I feel like reality TV people are just Z-list, you know, just mini celebrities.
Z-list
And so people just
under the
take,
alphabet.
people just project them their own insecurities onto these celebrities. So
Yeah.
seeing that might spark something in somebody where they're like, what the heck? You know, like
Yeah.
I don't like being this size. It makes me uncomfortable. And
Yeah.
whereas somebody like me, I'm looking at her like she's beautiful. Like she looks great.
Yeah,
Like
she
I'd take that
livid.
body. Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. What do you think season se I mean, so they're probably doing season 7 now. Love is Blind. Are they probably recording it now?
Yeah, they're doing
Maybe.
auditions. I may audition. I forgot
Oh,
where it is,
okay.
though. I forgot
Do
the city.
it. Oh, wait, I
It's
don't know the
not
city.
Philly. Yeah.
Oh, yeah,
But you
that's
see, they scout
fun.
a lot of people. Like they scouted Clay. So
Yeah.
not applying. Like I'm curious about that. Because they say on one hand, oh, you're doing it for the clout. Well,
If they came to
people who had
you.
wanted it for love weren't coming to you. So you had to go scout people. And then they saw this as a golden opportunity to be on national TV or
Yeah.
streaming service.
Whatever. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think maybe some of the people who are genuinely interested aren't doing it because they see it's bullshit now. It's not, I mean, that's what Cam said. He put an Instagram. Did you see that Instagram, that reel where they were like, everybody's asking why Lauren and I didn't come to the reunion. Much respect to Love is Blind family, whatever. But he was just saying, I wasn't feeling season 6. I didn't connect with
Yeah.
them. I don't, you know, whatever.
Good
And
for
he's like,
him.
and he was saying something about how like their experience was so genuine and real, and he didn't feel like he saw that on the show. And so I think he's calling them out, you know, hey, like this is not what we did. This is a whole different thing you guys got going on. Yeah. And I think the people who did come back were all just, again, clout chasers or trying to stay in their 15 minutes or whatever, you know.
When you click, when you because naturally for me, if I see somebody on a show, I'll look them up on
Look them
Instagram.
up.
I
Yeah,
don't even
me
look for
too.
a website. And then you can see all the sponsorships and everything. And it's like,
Money,
that
money.
makes sense. Money,
And you
money
know
makes
what,
the world go around.
Cam and Lauren don't need any more money. They're fine. They're like, they're getting all the, you know, covers of magazines and all kind of stuff. So they're doing okay. So maybe it's people who need some cash.
Yeah. Well, they're doing so well because they're an authentic couple that
Yes.
they already have deals and things like that. So
Yep.
they're fine.
And they are fine. Yes.
Yeah.
They are. They had that little YouTube hanging with the Hamiltons for a while. I thought they're so cute. They're so cute to me. I love them. I love them. They're so cute. That's love. But I do feel bad though about Amy and Johnny because they were the only normal couple, and still people hate. We hate on. Oh, they haven't
Johnny
had a
didn't
fight yet. Oh, they don't even have da da da. You know,
even know
but
what birth control was, so I'm
I
not
mean, they're
real.
young, right? 20, under
Yeah, but I'm
25.
sorry. You're an adult. You're a salesperson, a tech salesman. Like,
That's
what?
dumb. She straight said
Yeah.
you could have a vasectomy. Why would you
Yeah,
make him
it
have a
sounded so
vasectomy?
stupid. Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know, but I thought that was like that. I just thought they were just way young and naive. So
Yeah. So I don't know if that's gonna last. But I feel like it either doesn't last or it's like
last
lifetime.
forever.
Cause that's that codependent, like we growing up together
Yeah,
now.
exactly.
Yeah. And they seem to click, which is interesting. And their families are beautiful and loving, and so I feel like they may be okay.
Yeah.
They figured it out, whatever it is they had to figure out.
It was so beautiful the way they were traveling and all that stuff and showing
Yeah.
the Eiffel Tower and on the beach.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty.
Those vacations, as you call them. Vacations.
Vacations. I just want one before I die.
Vacation. Bay,
Vacation.
bay, bay. Why we gotta sing everything? Reality TV. Yeah, it's, I don't know. What?
You ain't even watching any.
I'm not, but like it's I wish I had like make it a pro like I don't know. I feel like I don't have enough hours in the day. Like
You don't.
I'm time is like so I mean it's so unrelated, but I'm going back to yoga again today. Check out our website if you haven't. We have a blog going. You can follow our journeys, whatever.
Yes.
Anyways, but I'm going back to yoga today. And during the 90 minutes of yoga, I'm blissed out. I'm okay. I'm focused. I'm present. But up until I walk into the studio and right after I walk out, I'm like, God, I gotta be at this place in half an hour. And then I gotta, and so I'm already thinking that. Like, I gotta pick the kids up right after. Am I gonna go home and shower? Am I gonna try and do a funky shower in this gym? Like, I don't, it's
I
too
think like
much.
that too.
It's too much.
I
And
don't
I'd
know how to
rather not
times.
do extra things. I think that's why I don't make time for myself, is because time for myself stresses me out more. Than you know, which is weird. That's crazy. I don't know. That's not related to this topic, but shit. Follow
That's
me
real
around for a
though.
week. That's my reality TV. Let's see what happens.
Right? You should do that. Follow Emma around for a week.
People would be bored. It's not exciting.
How do you know?
My life
You
is not
don't know
exciting. And it would probably stress people out.
that.
So who want to watch that? I don't have drama. I just have like anxiety.
That's drama. People
Yeah,
can
I don't know.
identify with that.
I don't have interpersonal drama. Like, I mean, or I do, but I'm so like people pleasy that I don't
Yeah.
verbalize. What would
I
your
don't have
reality
any
TV
either.
show look like?
It would be boring. It would just be me going to bar class and getting coffee,
Yes.
looking for work.
How does that differ from like Real Housewives or something? Like, I feel
There's
like
that
they just go to
interpersonal.
bar and coffee and
I
wine
don't
later.
befriend people I want to have multiple conflicts with, so I don't
Yeah.
have that.
Would you if you got paid to?
Hell yeah.
That's what, see,
Hell
that's what
yeah.
I'm saying.
Shoot, for the dollar, for the paper. Shoot, hell yeah.
Yep.
That's
You
a
gotta find
job.
ways to get paid to do that. Yep.
I know. We need to find ways. People will be like, oh, you're posting pictures online. You're trying to validate yourself. It's like, no, I'm trying to make a page that one day if I blow up, I have content, I can get sponsorships, I could sell stuff.
You
About
know what?
that
That's a
marketing.
word. That's a word that I heard a lot this season on Love is Blind that irritated me. Validate. Like, you're not validating my feelings. And I'm sitting here thinking, it's like a fine line. Like, we should validate the people we love, but you're sitting there saying
Self,
you're not
yes.
validating. Like, it's just, it didn't sit right with
Yeah.
me. And I don't know if I understand the concept properly,
It's just like narcissistic. Like it's
but people
just
are
one
talking
more
about how we have
psycho
to validate
battle.
each other.
We
And
do.
I think the language that's being, well, first of all, the language this season, I was like, I'm getting real old because I'm like, what are we talking
Pinto
about?
bean or whatever. What was that?
Bean dip.
Bean dip. Yeah, that was weird.
No, not just that, but just like it's giving and
Yeah,
all
she
this, like,
washed.
I
Yeah.
was like, oh my gosh. And I almost
The
feel
gay
like, isn't
vernacular
that
they're
a bit
stealing.
outdated too? I feel like we were saying that 2 years ago. So like, is it just getting to South North Carolina, wherever? Like, that's
The
old.
masses. Well, I'm usually late getting stuff too, because it usually starts off in like the gay black community, like it's gay,
Right.
those kind of things.
But I mean, we were saying that 2 years ago. You can check the pot, listen to some old podcasts. Like, we were talking like that 2 years ago. But it just, they kept saying, like, I think the term narcissist gets dropped a little too often when people are just
Yes.
assholes. Doesn't mean they're a narcissist, they're just asshole. And then that's just the validate, the term of I need to validate you, or you need to validate me, or like, it
Like
just
if you came
seems.
home and you said, "Oh, I had a horrible day." And your husband was like, "Hey, did you get any Cheetos?"
Yeah,
You
that sounds
know.
about right. That sounds
You're
right.
not getting validated that's with that. You weren't acknowledged.
But then do I turn around? Yeah, validate or acknowledged?
Both.
What does that mean? To acknowledge, oh, you had a bad day, what happened? That's
Yeah.
acknowledging that you had a bad day, but to validate
Yeah.
is to reaffirm what you're saying, right?
And that's
Or to make it
to believe
ex
what not believe to yeah, basically believe what you're saying to reaffirm. Yeah, to say what you're saying is valid.
Yeah.
If I'm saying, "Oh, pass me Doritos," it's like I didn't even acknowledge it or
Pass
anything.
me Doritos. Pass me them Doritos. I mean, I guess, but it just sounded, I heard the word validate way too
Yeah, I'm
much.
sick of hearing it. But yeah, that's what people say. Oh, like getting likes is validation. And it's like, no, that can lead to money.
But it could also be validating. Like, hey, maybe I am on the right track. Maybe my photography, I'm a photographer, let's say, taking pictures, people like it. So obviously I'm doing, this is
You're doing
proper.
it
This is,
right.
you're doing it right. So that's why part of me is like, yeah, it feels yucky. Like, oh, I'm only doing this so people can like it and I can get whatever. But it's also like, hey, if I'm doing this genuinely because this is where I was and I thought it was a great picture, or I'm having fun with my friends and you guys happen to like it, great. You know? I mean, I don't know.
But it doesn't, but I guess there what the validating thing is, it gets tied into your self-worth or sense of self. So then if it doesn't, then you feel bad about yourself. That's why you got to learn how to self-validate, they say, which is like, this hurts my head. I don't want
The
to hear
whole
about this.
concept. But it's also the reason you go back and you check how many people have liked it now. Like, I mean, I do that. Do you do that? You post something and then maybe an hour or two later you go back to the post, like, oh, has anybody commented? Has anybody said anything? Has anybody
Oh, I
liked
get
it? Like,
notifications, so.
I don't do that. I don't do the notifications. Because then I would really, my anxiety would go through it. Oh, I gotta check it. Oh, people on here.
No, I just get notification like the
On your
bell.
phone?
Yeah, just on the
I
app and just
can't. I
see.
can't do that.
Oh.
I get notifications on Instagram for like certain Instagram accounts or whatever, because that's something you gotta stay up on. But otherwise, oh, I had to turn off the Facebook notifications and all the other kind of stuff.
Yeah, I turned them off, but I can click
I
the bell
can't.
and see the list of
Oh.
activity.
This is why I'd be up at 3 in the morning for no reason. Reality TV.
Watching real, that's what I do. I used to do that. Love is Blind came out at 3 a.m. I was up at 3 a.m.
Yeah, midnight here. So I did that
watching my
same
Love is
thing. And you know
Blind.
what's funny is I know I could text you because you're watching it too.
Right? That's why I love having
Oh.
friends all over the map. I'm like, oh, you're in Hong Kong? No problem. I'm up. You're in
Yeah.
no problem. I'm
I
up.
love that. That's community. That's when you know you found your people.
My people.
People, your tribe. Tribe.
That would be a fun reality TV, going around seeing all my friends from all over the world and like experiencing their culture with them. Like
You
visiting you and
should.
seeing all these coal miners. I'm just kidding. I don't know what they do.
Coal miners, the railroad. They work in the railroad. They did
All
railroad jobs. If you don't think that's
those
funny, you need to
guys
listen a
eating
few episodes
burgers.
back. I'm telling everybody, go back of just listen.
Get one of them good jobs in
Oh
the railroad.
my gosh. Yeah, I see you out here though. I do. I feel like you're good for Portland, like the Portland
Ooh,
area.
wood for
No,
crackheads.
but I feel like it's very, it's they keep saying like keep Portland weird or whatever. Like, I feel like it's very eclectic. There's a little something for everybody, and I feel like it's very, I don't know. I feel like it has a lot to offer. I don't know. I see you in Portland. Yep.
Okay, let's see if you're psychic.
Hum did
An open
it.
book right now. I could be anywhere on the map, anywhere that pays.
Hey. Yeah. Get you a cute little house. We saw some cute houses out here.
Right? I don't
Nature. I don't know.
know if I would make friends. I would have to come visit you.
I haven't, so.
Oh, the adoptee crew is over there. Make friends with the adoptee crew. Me, I'm talking about me.
I don't know. I'm weird right now.
Ooh.
Whew. Anyways, do we want to talk about our website? We've got a few minutes
Sure.
here. We can tell people about it if you've made it this far into the episode.
For our 15 minutes of reality TV talk.
I know. You know how it is. We have a topic and we go left and we just keep going. But we have a website now. Right, Mo?
www.tgsts.com.
Boy. I don't know what that was. Sorry. I
Check
know.
it out.
Yeah,
We
so
got
we
a blog.
linked, well, all of our stuff is linked. Yeah, we have a blog. The podcast, you can listen to it from there. It'll take you straight to, all the episodes. You see pictures from our Instagram there. You
You
can
can
link to
keep
our
in
YouTube.
touch. Yeah, you can join
You
our
can,
tribe.
yes, you can con you can comment on the blogs, like be part of the journey, share your experiences. We'd love to hear it. I don't know.
Yeah,
Give
check
us
out
some topics. Shit.
exactly. Check out TGSTS.com.
Okay. So what do you got going on today? How's the rest of your day looking before we bounce out of here?
The rest of my day looking is looking for a job.
Okay, a job. Why don't you teach English?
Networking. Oh,
Have you
no,
got to
thank
do that?
you.
No.
I don't want to teach
You're like,
that
I'm
way.
done with that.
I could train, but teaching, no.
Because you were just saying about how they, met 90 Day, whatever one of them was teaching English. I was like, oh, because I'd seen that come up too for me. I was like, oh, maybe I could do that, from home, easy, easy, whatever. But I mean, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, I need to figure out what I want to be when I grow up. I would like to be a
Oh.
podcast host paid full time.
Yes, that would be beautiful. Well, let's
Right?
do that. Let's do
Doing
that then.
sponsorships.
That's what we're going to do then. That's your
Exactly.
job. That's it.
Manifest. Treat it like a job till it becomes a job.
Yeah. Your face got real serious.
You hear it?
No.
Oh, wow. Oh, I have headphones, I guess. I don't know, but the microphone is right here. Yeah, the cat is going off.
You better go check that out then.
I am
Okay.
badasses. What do you have going on for the rest of the day?
Yoga. So I'm gonna
Yes,
go
I forgot.
sweat and not be able to do half them poses.
So you'll be there.
But some of them poses, I'm like, you can't do that with extra fat on your body because my arms do not go around my arms. My legs do not go around my legs like that because I got thighs.
You preach it to the choir.
Yeah. So, I mean, I'm just gonna go do that, sweat, hurry home, take a shower, and go out and get them kids, come home, make dinner, the life, living the dream.
The life, the fabulous, the Real Housewives of
Yeah.
Portland. Yeah.
Shoot.
All
Yep. That's what I'm gonna do. So.
right, boo. Well, have a fabulous day.
You too.
All right. Love
All
you.
right.
Bye.
Love you too. Bye.